The study found 62 black lung patients had lung transplant surgery over the past 2 decades, and most of the miners lived in Kentucky, Virginia, and West Virginia. One such miner is Jerry Helton.
In 2016, they gave me 6 months leave if I didn't get a set of lungs, so I got a lung transplant.
A double lung transplant. It's a difficult and risky procedure. Helton's surgery had some serious complications.
I went into a coma. Everything in my body shut down, and they kept me on 21 different machines for 3 weeks.
Helton is mostly recovered, and thanks to his new lungs, he can breathe again. Helton had filed for and won his black lung benefits, so his former employer paid for the procedure. It's not cheap, as Dr. Jeremiah Hayenga explains.
I don't think there is any transplant that costs more than a double lung transplant.
Hayenga is a surgeon who has performed dozens of lung transplants. He's now working to launch a lung transplant program at West Virginia University, which would be the state's first. David Blackley, a researcher with the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, says the new study he led shows there's likely a growing need. He found that more than 24 patients were placed on a wait list for transplants, and of those, 11 died while waiting.
In the last decade, the rate of lung transplants for patients with black lung increased nearly threefold. And so that suggested pretty strongly to us that this is a problem that's getting worse.
Blackley's study found that about a quarter of the transplant surgeries happened in the past 2.5 years. Almost 2/3 were paid for by public insurance, including the Black Lung Disability Trust Fund, which covers benefits for miners whose responsible employer has gone bankrupt or can't be identified. Insurance from coal companies and other private sources paid for about 1/3 of the transplants. David Blackley says this epidemic, which is affecting thousands of miners and at younger ages than ever before seen, wouldn't be happening if coal miners were exposed to less dust, as required by federal safety standards.
Unlike some other conditions, this one is completely preventable. If there weren't these dangerous dust exposures occurring, this disease wouldn't exist.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Whitesburg, Kentucky.